Mike Flores, Flores Trading, joins us. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mick.
Well, the farmers are driving up and down the cornfield in their $500,000 combines, burning thousands of dollars of diesel fuel, and I see the corn they're harvesting is worth about a quarter of a cent a bushel more today.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't make sense, how'd we gain a quarter of a cent?
Grudgingly.
Okay, yeah.
There's just not much driving the corn market. It appears as if the lows are, if they're not made, I think they'll be made within the next couple of days, but that certainly doesn't mean you're going to come out of here real strong. Something has to happen in South America to get a smaller crop, and that's yet to be determined. So I think we're just kind of stuck in a sideways pattern there on corn and also on wheat, same situation. Although I don't think there's really much down either, so it's just a sideways trend where soybeans seem to have more potential on the upside, but even there, it's going to be, I think, somewhat limited as well. So maybe you can get January, which traded today at 984.5. Maybe you're knocking on the door at 10 bucks, something like that. And if there's problems in South America, then you can probably see that extend, or you should.
Yeah.
So, but in the meantime, there's a lot of what ifs and maybes in the market. So we're just kind of, I don't look for a real big pop in the grain prices anytime soon.
Okay. Meanwhile, the livestock people made some money today.
Yeah. We had cattle. It was a bit of a surprise. After the close on Friday afternoon, cash cattle traded quite a bit higher. And then that's why the markets today really expanded on the upside. December cattle was limit for a little bit. It did not close limit. It could have been a bit of a blow-off top in cattle today. So I think you're coming to the edges of the top in that market as well as hogs. Probably a good spot to be placing some hedges for on both of those markets for at least the next, let's say, 45 days or so.
All right. So until Thanksgiving or so, might be wise to take some insurance. Yeah. Market insurance is what it is. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Any particular or unique marketing strategy you're using in livestock?
Well, you can use certainly futures or options. I'm typically a futures trader. My trading strategies where I place my bets is usually when there's a Bollinger Band involved, where the markets are in cattle, they've exceeded it for a couple of days, which is where we find ourselves. And also a trading cycle that I use when they kind of show up at the same time, those are trades that I like to take. And that's what's kind of showing up in the cattle market right now, that I think that this rally is a little suspect, or it's going to at least peter out, probably give you somewhere between a $4 to $6 decline once it starts. And I think that could start, maybe tomorrow. It appeared to me as like it was a bit of a blow-off. Cattle, December cattle was limit up for maybe an hour and a half, and they traded 5,000 contracts on December cattle at limit up. But, normally, going back to my old, four trading days, whenever a market, if something is bullish and the market's limit up and the market allows you to buy it, you don't want to buy it.
Okay. Mike Flores, how do producers get a hold of you?
They can call me at 800- 841-2108.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, all right. Nick.